that is the final boarding call for American Airlines Flight 5349 with service to Charlotte at gate Charlie 14.
This is so funny.
Passengers are advised to get to gate Charlie 14.
Coach Michael Burt, good morning.
Once the doors are shut, they will not be reopened. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm reminded every time I fly commercial why I hate flying commercial, right? It should be Sean Wright that there is a tutorial people have to go through before they actually go to the airport about how to fly on an airplane. All right, so I'm Coach Bird. I'm here at the airport in Nashville and actually flying to down to Watercolor and Seaside. And we're flying commercial today because I still fly commercial some, but my plane is down Jimmy Bowler with they're replacing some parts in the engine on my plane, so it's been out of commission for the last 90 days because these parts are very hard to get. So guess that's right, chicken wings and Southwest folks. So that's how we get down there on a direct flight. So Coach Burt, it's good morning. I know I hadn't been on in a long time, and it's primarily because I'm trying to get this greatness factory up and going. And so a lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights, a lot of travel, and a lot of movement. And so that's really what I've been doing in the mornings between that and seeing my kids. That's why I haven't been on in the mornings, but I promise to bring you some stuff. Also, I do believe that, you know, if you're going to consume a lot of content, just to be honest with you, I think you should be in one of our coaching programs because it's only $97. And so I think if you're getting a lot of content for free, at some point you say, man, I like this dude and he could help me, I should just pony up to $97 and get in there and get coached by him. But I was thinking this morning, Doug, why do we play so small when there's such a big opportunity? Why do we play so small, Craig Nestor, when there's so much opportunity? See, I grew up in a small town. I loved it. I loved the people there. But then when I started traveling the world, New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, Los Angeles, my prey drive was activated because it's like, gosh, there's such a big world out there. And what happens is we get in this little bubble, and it's like, I don't have enough leads, and I'm not closing any deals, and where do I go get new people? And the truth is, that is an indicator of just thinking small, okay? There's 8 billion people on planet Earth. If money changes hands when problems are solved, you don't have a people problem. You don't even have a money problem. What you have is a skill problem and maybe an attitude problem. And so when you think about this, there's what I see a lot of is there's not enough outbound. There's not a big enough think, number one, and that's only going to come through exposure of getting in a room with people. Like we did an event at the Greatness Factory last week. First event I've done at the Greatness Factory. It's not even finished, okay? So I appreciate all the people saying congratulations. The truth is, Lisa Patrick, it's not even done. Level one's not even complete. The theater's probably 50% finished. The offices are probably, the second level offices are finished where the members are, but the third level's still probably 60% done. And you should have seen the enthusiasm. There was $154,000 exchanged between members. So why should you be in the room, Derek Fossey? Because in the first 4 days, Dan Schindler owns a commercial cleaning company, signed a contract, $28,000 a month. Ryan Ciccelli moved $950,000 over, who does annuities. $154,000 exchanged between people who came to the Greatness Factory in the first 4 days. So we're going to keep a ticker. We're going to track it. We're going to see how big the deals get between people. But you don't have a leads problem. You don't have a money problem. What you have is an attitude problem or a potential skill problem. And so, and you may have a thinking problem. It's that old song, I got a thinking problem. You don't have a drinking problem. You got a thinking problem. And the way to think bigger is to get out of your freaking little bubble that you live in and go around the world and meet new people. Okay? And that's why you hear me say you don't need more money. You need more. There's a woman on here complaining a few weeks ago, and I'm like, damn, ain't nobody want to be around you with that attitude. No wonder you don't have any business because you got a bad attitude. And bad attitudes make for real hard lives. So I want to encourage you today. Let's start
Donna
with,
see. Donna Lynn Stevenson. Donna like, Lynn
could they get this
Stevenson,
any louder?
Please return to security checkpoint. You left your cell phone here.
Yeah.
Once again,
Donna Lynn Stevenson.
Donna Lynn Stevenson.
Please return to security checkpoint to get your cell phone. Thank you.
If I don't get back to flying private soon, I'm going to lose my damn mind. Okay? So I got to get that engine fixed on my plane. Now, here's my point. See, this woman left her cell phone up there. Okay? Think. Attitude. Posture of the body represented by physical state. Okay, so what I see a lot of people do is they come into it and they go to what we call the sewer cycle. And the sewer cycle starts with a negative thought, leads to a negative subconscious emotion, tightens up the body, produces lower negative performance. And a sewer cycle thought would be, this is going to be hard. I'm having a bad month. Nobody's buying my products. I can't get people to close. Sewer cycle. Success cycle says, man, it's going to be a great day. There's so much opportunity, I can't even get to all of it. And that leads to a positive subconscious emotion, has a positive physiological effect on the body, loosens the body up. So, you don't have a people problem, you don't have a money problem, you don't have a lead problem, you got a thinking problem, just thinking too small. And I was trying to think of a quote I used to use many years ago about thinking. And it was, money doesn't grow on trees, it grows in the garden of your imagination, Jeff Henry. Money doesn't grow on trees, it grows in the garden of your imagination. If you can see it, you can get it. See, that's a thinking problem. Money doesn't grow on trees, it grows in the garden of your imagination. And if you can think it and see it in the mind, you can go get it. Okay, so anytime you say, I got a money problem, or a thinking problem, or a lead problem, that thought is the problem. Okay, so let's have a great day. Headed to do couples retreat in Florida, at our house in Florida. Excited about that. Probably one of the coolest things we do is these couples retreats. And we're going to go down there and get alignment, vision, talents, all of those things. So good morning to everybody. Josh Shaw, this is a good one. Go back and watch this. Hope you guys have a great day. Coach Burke sitting at an airport. Love you. Everybody needs a coach in life. Oh, yeah. Coming to New York City. Is that next weekend? New York City and Connecticut. So for all my East Coast people, you can buy tickets, package your purpose, competitive intelligence. I'll be up in New York City and Connecticut. Can't wait to see you. Love you guys.